Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Damon Hack, speaking of Tiger Woods, from the Golf Channel, joins us right now on Dukes and Bell to talk about the U.S. Open. Guys, it's at Pebble Beach. The setting couldn't be better, and the hype and the pomp and circumstances surrounding this tournament, especially with Brooks Koepka playing as well as he is playing right now. So, Damon, let's start there. First of all, what's the deal with him being left out of these promos?
I tell you what, guys, it's great talking to you. It's been an exciting year, and Brooks Koepka has become, Rodney Dangerfield. He feels like he gets no respect, you know. Right. He's like every perceived slight, real or imagined, he finds a way to turn it into fuel. And the latest indignity in his mind was that there was a promo on Fox talking about, you know, this great 119th U.S. Open. You know, the Pebble Beach is such a great spot, and you had Tiger, and they just didn't have Koepka. I think they had Phil and Rory, all these studs, and then this particular ad did not have the man who's won back-to-back U.S. Opens. And what's so interesting about social media is if something like that happens, Brooks has this group of people that's letting him know. He didn't know about it. He didn't see it. He had people tell him about it first. Then he saw it, and then he got mad. He went, you know, Bill Bixby, Incredible Hulk, and here we are.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of guys, and I love him. I would spend a night in jail to take a swing at Brandel Chambly, who's been a vocal critic of Brooks as well. Back-to-back U.S. Opens going for only one other man has won three in a row back in the day. Two-time PGA champ. All right, man, obviously odds-on favorite. We all went bananas over Tiger. Tiger obviously misses the cut at Bethpage. Where's his game right now?
Yeah, his game is in the right place. He finished tied for ninth at Memorial. I was there a couple of weeks ago in Dublin, Ohio, and he was, you know, floating off that golf course on that Sunday. He just wasn't ready at the PGA Championship. He had a cold, first of all, and second of all, the quick turnaround, a PGA Championship in May, 1 month after the Masters in April, just didn't allow his body or his mind really to come back from that incredible mountain climb, and expected to do it again 1 month later at 43 after the euphoria and the ecstasy of winning a 15th major was probably too much to ask for. He says his body's in a great place, his mind is in a great place. He says he remembers every shot he hit back in 2000 when he won the U.S. Open by 15 shots 19 years ago. To hear him this week, to see his body physically, the way he looks, the way he's moving, he's very confident that his game is where it is, kind of similar to the place it was at Augusta. I mean, he felt so good about it that he took Tuesday off. He just worked on his putting, didn't even step foot on the golf course, which tells you a lot about how much he knows and loves Pebble Beach.
It is our man Damon Hack joining us here to talk about the U.S. Open, 2019 U.S. Open. All right, so Dustin Johnson, you know, I watch him and I'm in amazement because he's got all the game. But he can't finish.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue. And not only can't he finish, his, you know, former best friend, Brooks Koepka, has, you know, boat raced him four majors to water. I think former, they're still buddies, but they no longer work out together anymore, which was one of the big stories this week. And beyond that, Dustin Johnson no longer shares a coach in Claude Harmon with Brooks Koepka. Yeah, now DJ's solely working with Alan Terrell, who's his high school and college coach, and also he'll send videos from time to time to Butch Harmon, the father of Claude. So, right, as you would expect with two Brahma bulls, two alpha males who were in the same camp for quite some time, it was Batman and Robin, and that role has been switched, and DJ isn't happy about it. And that's okay. These are two competitors. This is professional sports. The fact that they could remain in the same camp with a storyline that's been flipped on its head, as now Brooks is the number one golfer and DJ's number two, it wasn't sustainable. So this has become a bit of a rivalry, a healthy rivalry. I think it's good for golf.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about Brooks. You know, he went his own way and started out, you know, played on the European Tour, then, you know, 13 wins, got four majors. Dustin finally got off the schneid with one. And I don't want to put you on the spot as Damon Hack joins us from the Golf Channel. There's so much stuff out there in the ether about Dustin Johnson, rumors, what did happen, what didn't happen. I don't know about his juju, but I'm not pulling for DJ. I wasn't quite sure why the New York fans were on it other than they wanted to see a show. But Brooks Koepka handled that pressure because he was in total meltdown mode on the back nine in Bethpage.
Having lived in New York for 12 years, that was all about the New York fans wanting to see some action. They wanted some juice on a Sunday. They didn't want to, you know, pay their ticket and see a 7 or 8 shot win. Right. It could have been Mickey Mouse, you know, trying to chase down Brooks Koepka on that Sunday. The New Yorkers wanted to see some action. But this is the perfect kind of experiment, the perfect test. Dustin Johnson has 2 wins and 2 runner-up finishes at Pebble Beach in the AT&T in February throughout his career. Also, was the 54-hole leader in the 2010 U.S. Open at Pebble, shot 82 on Sunday, which was the beginning of his scar tissue in the major championships. This is the perfect litmus test to tell us where is Dustin Johnson physically and mentally with all of the hullabaloo now about Brooks Koepka. We're going to learn a lot about Dustin Johnson because the golf course fits him to a T. You know, where is he mentally? You know, we used to think nothing bothers DJ. Water off a duck's back. We're going to find out if that adage is true this week on a golf course that he absolutely loves, but in an area and time, in a space and time, when Brooks Koepka is the dominant player.
Yeah, and now you got me hoping that these two are paired up on Sunday with the chance to win.
Please.
I mean, now you've got me hoping to see that kind of play out in front of the cameras. It is Damon Hack. All right, so we use this term. He's due to win.
Yep.
His name's Ricky Fowler.
Aye, aye, aye.
He's due to win.
We're talking all about that today at Eastlake, too.
When is he due to win, Damon?
I almost feel like Ricky Fowler's going to win a major in a few years when nobody's talking about it. When almost like he's just not under the microscope that he is now. But the biggest issue Ricky Fowler has right now is this velociraptor who's been unleashed and Brooks Koepka, and the fact that Tiger Woods has won a 15th major. And the fact that Justin Thomas is healthy again, and Jordan Spieth is playing well. I mean, Ricky Fowler, he's a fine player, but he's 30 years old now, and this is supposed to be the prime decade. You know, Phil Mickelson didn't win a major until his 30s. Justin Rose didn't win a major until his 30s. Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, Ben Hogan, Tom Watson, the list goes on and on. So hopefully he's entering the sweet spot in the prime of his career, but I tell you what, watching him behind the 72nd hole on a Sunday, shaking the hands of his buddies, while it's a gentlemanly thing to do, it's got to be wearing on him. He's got to want to be the guy. And sometimes he's got to get a bit of an edge. He's got to get a little nasty. Right? He's got a little mean. You know, you don't want to be the guy in the PG-13 movie, that Swingers movie said years ago. You got to be the guy in the Rated R movie that people aren't so sure about. You got to start batting the bunny around, Ricky.
Oh, that's so funny. Baby's all grown up. Yeah, I mean, look, we love talking to Ricky as Damon Hack joins us, guys, from the Golf Channel. And we everybody loves Ricky, but I don't want him to be like Sergio where he finally gets off the schneid or Adam Scott, because those guys are supposed to be winning these things in bunches, and it's only just two. I mean, Ricky's got everything but the championship. He's won the Players, but the major championship. So can he put four days together at Pebble?
He has the game, too. He's a California kid. He's very comfortable putting on Poana Greens. He has a wonderful putting stroke, hits the ball long enough. And to hear his friends tell him, and I will say this in Ricky's defense, Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, I've spoken to both of them. They're very close to Ricky. They think it's laughable to think that Ricky Fowler would somehow end his career with less than multiple major championships. So the people who know him well and who compete against him on a day-to-day basis think it's only a matter of time for Ricky to break through. In this microwave era that we live in, where everybody wants the production right away, and the fact that all of his peers in their 20s have won so quickly, the Koepkas, the JTs, and the Jordans, that's just put extra pressure on Ricky, because certainly he looks like the fifth Beatle. You know, he's the man who hasn't been able to get it done, but to hear his peer group say it, he's going to win multiple major championships before it's all said and done.
Is this your favorite golf course in the world? And if not, what is?
Great question. You know what? Right next door to Pebble Beach is a private course called Cypress Point, which is unbelievable. Augusta National is incredible. I would say that Pebble Beach has a permanent place in my top 5, but I'm going to say Cypress Point, National Golf Links of America. Augusta National, and then I'd go Pebble Beach, probably lock it in at number four, which is no small task. That's not the speed. That number four is fine on my I got a heady list. I've played a lot of great golf in my day.
You can't play Cypress, can you? I mean, you have to have a member get you on. How does that work?
You gotta know the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of phone calls and a lot of burning incense and doing rain dances and things like that, hoping that your number comes up.
I like Riviera because in the old days, Carl, they kept a space, parking space for Dean Martin, which I always thought was cool. Damon Hack's with us here, guys, from the Golf Channel on the WadeFord.com hotline. We've covered all the guys. A lot of people like Rory. I mean, are you buying the Rory thing?
I tell you what, guys, he shot 64-61 on the weekend at Hamilton Golf and Country Club in Canada. No course ever won the week before the U.S. Open and got on to win the U.S. Open. I love Rory McIlroy for saying, I want to be the alpha male again. He's watched Brooks Koepka, and he's admitted, he's vocalized the fact that that bothers him because that's supposed to be his spot. Mm. He was the guy who raced the four major championships from 2011 to 2014, hasn't won a major since. He has mentioned that it's bothered him, and it's motivated him. He drives the ball beautifully when he's on. He's a very dangerous player this week at Pebble Beach. Just because he's done it before, he won't have the pressure trying to complete a career Grand Slam. He's won a U.S. Open, and he's coming in white hot lightning form. He played a great week last week in Canada.
It's going to be a fun 4 days, man. And, Damon, we always appreciate you previewing things with us. I can't wait to see how it plays out. It's great drama. And, I just want to be entertained. I hope it comes down to, you know, one-stroke lead with two holes to play. And after you told us about the drama with DJ and Brooks, I hope it may be those two guys. Appreciate you jumping on with us, man.
Enjoy the weekend, boys. Happy Father's Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.